based initiative. We have a report of paper B, which is short and sharp stuff and very clear. And Jeff, if you just want to mention and introduce our colleague a little bit more, just mention where you're at with things. It's a general picture. Haven't got the report, you probably can add to it.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, since our last meeting, our focus on the project was continuing to build the steering group with various partners and residents, but also, most importantly, to appoint a community builder to do the work on the ground, on a professional level. Thanks to the funding that was supplied through the ROI Council, we were able to identify monies for a 3-year, 25-hour-a-week course, and we went through a very thorough appointment process involving residents of Pan and Barton, involving various stakeholders. I chaired the panel in public health, very important to that as well. It's a very rigorous process that's been used in the past for the appointment of local area coordinates as well, which I've also been involved in. A very good process. And the successful applicant at the end of that process was Ms. Keir Smith, sat at the back there, who you welcomed at the start of the meeting. So Keir's in her second week of a fairly intensive induction process before starting to get on with the asset-based community development process that we plan to use as part of this project. So I think things are going very well. As I stressed previously, we're not going to change things overnight. But this is, in my view, the right steps to start addressing some of the issues that are faced within the Pan and Barton area as we have in Newport East, which happens to be my ward, which I'm pleased to be leading on at the moment. If there's any questions, I'm happy to try and answer them. Thank you, Chair.
Any questions?
So I think we can open it all. Sorry.
I have.
Okay.
I was just wondering, because we're going to look in, if this goes really well, to put it into the other area that we were talking about. Who have you got on your steering group so far?
Okay. So far, I've got the head teacher of Barton Primary School. I've got a local businessman who is involved in Price's Garage, who also happens to be an ally councillor, Matthew Price. I also have the minister at Church on the Roundabout on the other side of Coppens Bridge. Obviously, public health, having Chavoli from public health assists and advisors throughout the process. Obviously, I'm on there. And we also have the chair of the local community group come together. And we have 6 residents now involved. People who I think I would determine would brand as community connectors, which is the jargon that's used as part of this process. People I've identified over a period of time, and also the local area coordinator, and the local area coordinator that was appointed 18 months ago to cover East Newport, which is my ward in Matthew Price's ward. Has done a fantastic job in the time she's been in for this, and she's a very important community connector as well. So it's a good group. Sarah Jackson approached me at the start of the meeting and said, the police would quite like to be involved as well, so I'm going to talk to the neighbourhood sergeant, Jan Fletcher, in the next couple of weeks about an offer to get involved in the steering group. Okay, thank you.
So it sounds like a really good start, a challenge. It might be interesting to see how we can let Ride shadow what's happening at this stage so that they can start thinking about their option. That should be good. Certainly, yesterday we had this a visitor from off island who's from London, and when I said we had a place that was in the top 10% of deprived areas in the country, he just could not believe it, having seen all the nice bits of the halfway. And I said, that's the trouble, it's in the shadows. Jeff has also not mentioned, but it's interesting, we brought the young children from Barton School into here and allowed them to have a debate about school term times, which fortunately for Paul Brady, who was present, they eventually voted in favour of the decision we'd already made. We then and we also let them some council voting facilities because they had a new school. Forum, and they voted through that. So that was quite nice, and actually was appreciated. So I think we are, as a collective group, looking to do the right thing. what I wouldn't underestimate, and I think Jess is absolutely right, this is a challenge. I think when you get into it, it's going to be, we should as a board look to support wherever we can, because that's one of our really challenging areas. So thanks for that, Jeff, that's really good, and we know the report.
Can I just say one?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to conclude that we had a training session from an organisation called Nurture Development on Tuesday night, the whole steering group and Kay was there as well, which was very illuminating in terms of the potential successes we can get from this. And I mean, I think the important thing is to get it operating right north east. I think it is Councillor Whittle's ward in the near future. But also to roll it out, because it's not just my part of Newport that suffers deprivation. It's not just being Whittle's part of Ryder suffers deprivation. It's parts of it, parts of Ventnor, for instance. I mean, if this has proved to be successful, it can start to address all those parts of the island where it's not always a hidden deal either, you know, it's quite obvious that it is, you're aware.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that. I'm sorry, Kate, if you're going to be